Welcome to the Tripod, where we break down the NRL every game, every week from a punting perspective. But tonight it's a special show, because as we all know, we have an Origin Decider Wednesday. It's 1-1, and they're going to play for all the marbles at Suncorp Stadium. And the New South Wales Blues are big favourites. We're going to talk about exactly why, what transpired in the last few days, the players that are in, players that are out. As I say, New South Wales, as it stands, an 8.5-point favourite. But we'll get to all that, because we're going to get insights from the bookies. We're going to get insights from a legend that's played in the arena. We're going to get myself sharing thoughts and a bunch of your favourite Tripod contributors. So we've got the Axe coming up next. Tristan's going to break down the markets. The Undertaker has bets, including player props. Clarkie from Clarkie's Rugby League column. Nicole has anytime try scorers. Ben Willey's got tips. Padonis shares his thoughts as well. And it's a new structure. It wasn't the way I intended to make this show, but we're going live. I'm going to see these guys' video tips in real time, the same time you're seeing them. They've all sent them through to me. So please comment your thoughts as well. You can interact and I can interact with you as well. So why don't we set the table and hear where the action has been and how the chaotic events of the COVID scratchings have affected the market as well, with a show sponsor, Tristan from Top Sport.
G'day, Tripod family. Tristan from Top Sport. We got Origin on Wednesday, and it's a little bit disappointing. I was looking forward to a really tight betting game, which we had for a long period of time. Unfortunately, as it's been very well documented now, no Cam Munster, no Murray Tuilagi. So that's seen a massive shift in the market. It was $1.65, $2.25. New South Wales slight favourites. It has moved to $1.35, $3.25. It's gone from 2.5 at 8.5. There has been a little bit of a push back at the plus 8.5. So it is a big line still for Origin football at Suncorp. And obviously Munster is so instrumental to that side. But Queensland is still, this is probably their where they like to be, the underdogs, and everyone ridden them off. So there's still going to be a big crowd behind them at home. And hopefully we don't get any more withdrawals between now and then. The totals actually went up a point, which it's always tricky to work out where you pop this line, because it was 38.5, and obviously Munster is Queensland's biggest attacking threat. So you're sort of thinking, maybe does this potentially drop the totals? But obviously the fact that it's probably more likely New South Wales win this game more comfortably now, and we saw what happened in game two where the totals blew out late.
That was a really interesting point. We've got a little bit more from Tristan coming up, but about the total, like, do you raise the total or drop it? But if there's, in the event that the game's going to be less close, it does actually mean that it could be New South Wales, similar story to game two, running up the score late. Not that I necessarily see it that way, but I asked Tristan for some additional insights on where the money's been on some markets. Let's get part two.
Blew out late once the team was dominant, particularly in what is the decider. So it has gone from 38.5 to 39.5, and we have got a push for the overs at that, where it's $1.80 the overs, $2 the unders. The anytime try scorer, Brian Toto, have been the best back so far. He's around that even money mark. Generally, the big anytime try scorer bets happen on game day, also in the same game multi. So that's normally where we get most of the activity. And the player of the match, Nathan Cleary, very firm favourite, $4.40. Tedesco, $5. Obviously, Cam Munster had been sitting there as third pick in most of the other games, but now we've got DCE as a clear third pick for Queensland. He's $8 by far and away the shortest Queenslander. So Jacob's cooked up a very interesting market here, which I'll let him elaborate on. We found a lot of difficulty trying to price this one up, because it's difficult to try to work out exactly the dependencies and otherwise. So we've come up with what we think's a fair price, and I think it adds a little bit of interest to the game, because it gives you a few different things to cheer on. So hope everyone enjoys Origin on Wednesday night, and if you're having a punt, hope you have a bit of good luck and gamble.
Yes, I have cooked up a unique market. Actually, what I might do is share that at the very end. Let's get some thoughts from some other contributors. So I said before, guy who's played many years, I think eight or so series in the arena, who better to kick off the preview sharing his thoughts than the Axe, Trevor Gilmeister.
G'day, everyone. Third Origin game at Suncorp Stadium coming up. How good's this? Looking forward to this so much. We'll be lucky enough to go to the game. It'll be a cracker. I know Queensland will bounce back from that second game in Perth. That we were a bit ordinary. Got off to a good start, but finished off pretty poorly. So they'll be looking for redemption. Great to see Ponga's been cleared. Cameron Munster's been cleared as well with that shoulder as well. And Kalen with the head knock. So that's great to hear. I think our forwards are going to have a crack of a game to stop New South Wales forwards. And I'm pretty confident that'll happen. Lucky enough to be there the other night, and Tom Gilbert got presented with his jersey by his mother. It was very emotional for him, and he really, really embraced the Queensland jersey and the spirit that's part of our culture as well. So the best thing about all this is I've got a rocket bet. They've given me a rocket bet. We've got Cobbo, Talangi, Holmes to be the first try scorer, $6.25. So, and it's imperative that Queensland get off to a good start, and that's what they've been talking about all week, a good start. So hopefully one of those three can score for us and get us home with our rocket bet. So good luck, everyone.
I've really liked the value of those first try score rocket bets. You can get that on Dabble. If you need Dabble, join with the code TRIPOD now. Someone's probably got to tell Gilmeister, I don't know who's going to break it to him, that Munster was clear to the shoulder but ruled out with COVID along with Taulangi. So we'll double check if they've just swapped in Oates on that try score bet. But I should have told you guys that the Axe recorded that for us on Friday. So you've got to also factor in the chaos that has ensued since then. Let's now, what direction will we go? We might go to the Undertaker, who's going to share how he sees the game playing out, as well as some player props.
Hey guys, Undertaker here. We haven't decided game three. Queensland have lost their best player, the best player in the world, probably Cameron Munster. They're in front of their home fans at Suncorp. As a Blues fan, I've seen this movie before. It hasn't tended to end well for us over the years. So I'm scared. I think Queensland are really like to win the game outright. The line's gone from 2.5 out to 8.5. I don't think Cameron Munster for Queensland is worth 6 points. For Melbourne, yeah, he is, because there's not much around him anymore. But in this Queensland team, I mean, he's not worth 6 points. So I think there's an over-adjustment to the line there. But if you're with me and think Queensland really can't win this game 13+, I can't see that happening. You may as well take either team 1-12. You can get $1.83 on that on Sportsbet. That's quite a bit more than the other bookies are giving. So yeah, either under 1-12 is basically taking Queensland with a 12.5 start. I think if you offered anyone, 12.5 on Queensland in a decider, they'd probably take it. So my best bet will be that. I have three player props for the game. I'm looking to stay undefeated. I'm 3-3 in the player props in Origin. I'm going to go Nathan Cleary under 74.5 at plus money. That's $2.05 on TAB. It's just a monster number. He's barely that high in club games, and it's not going to be that easy a game for New South Wales. It's going to be a hard-fought affair. So, yeah, too many points there. I'm going to go over on Patrick Carrigan. He's $1.87 on TAB. He's 48.5 is a line. In both game states, we've had a low-scoring 16-10 game. We've had a New South Wales blowout win. He's gone 50-plus points both games, so he's going to get through a mountain of work, just do his thing. And the other one is Josh Papali'i, under 29.5, $1.87 TAB. He just hasn't been getting the minutes, guys. He's been getting about 20 minutes a game. I don't really see why that's going to change. So three player props there. They're my bets of the game. Go the Blues, but by only 12, please.
Like the way the Undertaker's thinking with his player props, I will weigh in on his other match bet, the either 1-12, and he is undefeated on his bets, and I should say, so are we. We gave out a best bet last Origin game, which was the Blues, which won about as comfortably as you like, so let's keep it rolling. But let's also hear from a guy, I don't know how he has time to do everything he does, but Clarkie from Clarkie's Rugby League column has also weighed in with his thoughts on the decider. Let's have a listen.
G'day Tripod listeners, Dan here from Clarkie's Rugby League column with my State of Origin decider tip. In this game, unfortunately I am a Queenslander, but I'm going to go the New South Wales Blues. With how dominant they were in Game 2, I can't see Queensland making the necessary changes required to turn this series around. I think if Cameron Munster was still in, I think my tip could be entirely different. I'd probably still be leaning towards the New South Wales Blues. Now, I am hearing the narrative that this is right where Queensland want to be. They're the underdogs. This will make them perform better. And I have to disagree with that. I think as a Queenslander, you'd just simply rather have your best player there in Cameron Munster. The effect that he provides for a lot of these players, just knowing that he's there. You look at game one, all the things they did well come off the back of him. And I think removing him from this side will really dent the Maroons' confidence. I know Suncorp Stadium is a factor. I don't think it's a big enough factor to get the Maroons home here. I will go the New South Wales Blues here. If I had to take a bet, I'd be taking New South Wales Blues -9.5 with Brian To'o to score at any time. He looked dangerous in game two. The Blues are definitely going to shift the ball that way again, particularly with the changes in the Maroons outside backs. And Brian To'o is just so dangerous when you're getting the ball 10 metres out. As for the -9.5, I think the Blues will cover that line. Brian To'o to score. I'm not sure what the odds are, but I have to imagine it's over $2 there. I think that's some bang for buck there when we talk about the fact that I just don't see this Origin decider being close at all. I think the Blues win quite easily and win well. That's my tip, guys. As always, gamble responsibly. Enjoy the decider. As a Maroons fan, I'll be praying and hoping for a miracle, but I've got to go with my head here. I can't see that miracle coming through. Cheers, guys.
It's always ominous when someone tips against their own state. These next tips will be from Nicole from Wiki, who always shares a long shot, some long shot try score bets. Let's see what he's got.
Hey everyone, it's Nicole from Wiki. We're going to go with a couple of our models plays first, and then I'll get into a couple of my gut instinct plays. So to start off with, Corey Oates, anytime try scorer, $2.80 on Neds. Obviously, he's also the left side winger for the Maroons, and obviously Ponga should be getting a bit more ball on the left side there with Munster out. So love that. The other one anytime try scorer that we like is, according to Maury's historical try scoring strike rate, it's more than double what he should be paying if you go by how often he scores in the NRL. And that's Big Tino paying $11.50 on Sportsbet. First try scorer, I'm going to keep it simple. Our model loves it. And obviously it's on the left side for the Blues. Brian To'o paying $11 on Bet365. And for player of the match, I'm sure a couple of the other guys will be covering off some of the favourites, but I've got a couple of big odds ones that I love. Brighton To'o paying $101 and Josh Papali paying $151 both on Bet365. To'o's done a great job. I think he's gone 200 metres plus in both the first two games, scored a try in the second one. If he does that again in a decider and no one else has a standout performance like Nathan Cleary did in game two, I think that $101 is way overs. And Papali's fighting it out for his career. He's only gotten about 25 minutes in the first two games. I think he'll be getting close to his normal sort of 40 minutes or so. And if Queensland win, $151 is ridiculously high value, I reckon. So look, again, guys, if you're going to have a punt, good luck. Do it responsibly. And if you want, obviously, free data tools, free previews, all good to go on wiki.ai.
Reminds me of The Undertaker giving a long shot man of the match bet. The Undertaker gave us Jake Trbojevic in game two, and he was pretty close. He was second best on the field. Unfortunately, Nathan Cleary had a worldie of a performance. Well, it wasn't unfortunate for those of you who got the $11 odds of Cleary Wally Lewis medal, player of the series. He's gone a long way towards securing that. I think they still need to get the win in the decider, but as we know, they're $1.35 to do that. And I'll talk as well, of course, about whether I think the Blues will, but I want to keep sharing some thoughts from our friends. And next is BJ Willy 1003, as you know him, on Dabble with a bet or two for the game of his own.
G'day, Tripod fan. Benny from Benny's Best Bets here with three bets for game three of Origin. First one's a Bet365. We've got Oates over 26.5 player points to $1.80. Don't really need a lot to go in our favour to clear that margin. He could not score and get over this. Would be unlikely. Wingers don't rack up stats, but I would pick him for a try in this game, replacing Tuilagi. I think he's in for a big one, relatively big one. I don't see a ton of points, but I think this is too low, so I'll take that. The next two bets are on Sportsbet. I give the Blues the edge, and unfortunately, I'm going to the game, and it's going to be sad, but I do think they'll win. But for me, this is too many points. I'm happy to ride the under on clear here. I don't think the game goes the way it did in game two. I think we'll see a much tighter contest. And Turbo, with it being a tighter contest, I imagine he'll have to tackle more. He cleared this by a margin, but it was all whitewashed. So I see him having to do a fair bit more tackling, and I reckon he covers this one comfy. Cheers, legends, and good luck if you follow.
That Turbo, of course, is Jay Turbo. And that just leaves the Podonis to weigh in before I put a bow on this preview. And as I said before, guys, share your thoughts as well, and I'll try and respond to them. I've been putting up a bunch of the comments on the screen. I appreciate it. Now, this is coming to us. He's on holiday, so from the catwalks of Milan, the Padonis, shares his thoughts on the decider.
Hey guys, it's Padonis here. It's been a fantastic few days away here up in sunny Brisbane. Get out of the rain in Sydney. Went and saw Broncos game last night, which was fantastic. And now looking forward towards Origin, which should be a fantastic decider in game three. The biggest news in this match, of course, everyone's talking about is Munster ruled out with COVID. Now, I know that a lot of people instantly will gravitate towards the Blues here, and the Lions moved as well from 3.5 out to 9.5 in some places. I don't necessarily agree with that line move of that magnitude, because I pretty feel that Ben Hunt's a capable replacement in there, and Tom Dearden looking likely in the number 14 jersey. It just depends whether Harry Grant can go full 80 minutes, and he's good enough and experienced enough. We know how lethal he can be, so I think that won't be an issue. The angle for me that I'll be looking at, I definitely feel like the Blues will still win the game. But the angle for me that I'm looking at would be a first half points under with the New South Wales team total. Because if you like Queensland, generally they'll perform better at the start, back in front of their home crowd. They should see a bit of a boost and lift in intensity there. And New South Wales might be able to get it over the top of them late. But if we can get away with the first half team total, if you're looking towards an under, then that's the angle that I'd play. I'd probably wait till tomorrow, maybe Wednesday. You might get a better number. If you get a 12.5 at $1.80 or higher, that's something that I'd definitely play as the best bet. I know that's sitting around 11.5 at the moment, and the first half line's around 4.5. But good luck, everyone, and I'll be cheering the Blues on, because I gave out a multi, as everyone knows about, with the Blues to win the series, multied into the Penrith Panthers at $8 on the last pod. So hopefully that one, everyone can cheer that one on, whoever followed. But as always, best of luck.
It's crazy to think the Padonis tipped that, like, New South Wales to win the series at $3.40. And you're kind of thinking, this is after they lost game one. Well, you're still going to need to win two games. And people after game one weren't even sure if New South Wales was the better team because they got dealt that defeat at home. So you're thinking New South Wales couldn't win in Sydney, now got to win two games. How can $3.40 be good value? But the way it worked out, you know, that game opened Pick'em, $1.90 each side in Perth, but the Blues were rightfully smashed in, and we were one of the people that were suggesting to do that and back the Blues head-to-head in game two, and they closed like $1.60 in game two. And as we see here, you can't predict the COVID outs, but they're going to close $1.35 in game three. It's much closer to, you know, if you had just rolled your money from game two to game three, you'd be just over a double up. Whereas if you did grab Padonis's multi and get $3.40 into the Blues winning the series and coming back from 1-0 down, you've then got that rolling into Penrith. And not to talk too much NRL, but who is beating Penrith right now? I think only injuries are beating Penrith, the way that they've just separated themselves, one of the best sides I've ever seen in my lifetime. And it doesn't seem to be a clear second challenger right now. And that actually does feed into the way I see this game, which is the Blues are going to be very strong. And I think they might have learnt the lessons from past deciders. You think about, we had a decider just 18 months ago because it was pushed to the end of the season with COVID, and the Blues lost that, and that was at Suncorp, the 2020 decider, and they came into that as favourites as well. And then you go back 2019, the Blues were also big favourites. Queensland had a few troops out, and it was in Sydney in game three, one of the longest lines you've seen, shortest odds. Again, New South Wales was $1.30s territory to win game three, and that game was tied with a minute to go. So you got an almighty scare in 2019 when you had to win the series. And then you got beaten against the odds in game in 2020 in the decider. And a lot of these core Blues played in those games, surely they're not going to get ambushed again. And going back to that core, you know, as I said before game two, it's such an advantage leveraging off the Penrith connective tissue that they have this season, because this Penrith team is just unbelievable. And these players are just in sync right now. And Padonis likes the Blues. Maddie's gone either team 1 to 12, which I will talk about. Clarkie's gone Blues minus 9.5. So I think Benny was suggesting it could be a closer game and take the points with Queensland. So how do you kind of find the value amongst all that? I'll tell you what, look, it might look like pretty good value long shot on Queensland, but I think you've got to be pretty bold and you've got to have a fair bit of faith. It's really hard for me to see Queensland overcoming that Blues team for the reasons I said, and it's all going to be led by Nathan Cleary, who I think, you know, is the best player in the world right now. And it's a shame that a guy who's in that discussion, Munster's not going to be there. Of course, Queensland's going to miss Munster. You would feel for Queensland to win this game that they would have needed a moment of brilliance or two from Munster. You're not getting that. But also now, if Queensland are searching for points or getting opportunities and territory, and they if they get any opportunities, and I think it'll be few and far between, who do they look to? You know, there's going to be so much pressure on them. From a Queensland perspective, I think the players they do look to is Harry Grant. I think Harry Grant's going to have to play more minutes, especially in the fact now that Munster's out, I think would shift Hunt into the halves more so than Dearden. And maybe Dearden just plays off the bench as cover. But I think it's going to be so important for Harry Grant to have the game of his life, to bring the Queensland pack onto the ball, to know when to probe and when the opportunities are on out the back. I think Munster has to, I think Ponga has to elevate and be the Munster on this Queensland team, which is that superstar that can add a superstar touch. And I do believe Ponga has that ability, but he needs to perform and he needs to deliver that on the highest stage. Because I just think, can Queensland hang in this game and be close and be within a try late in the game? They're going to have to take their chances. There might not be too many. You just feel like you can't beat New South Wales in this game unless you're scoring probably three tries minimum. So can Queensland find three tries with, you know, new halves combination? And we saw how well the Blues defended all game two. And of course, another thing I said before game two was that Queensland would really miss Reuben Cotter, and they certainly did. Now you add to that Kafusi is out while the Blues got stronger. It was very smart to pick Jake Trbojevic. Korosau stiffens up the middle. Yo, when he wasn't concussed, is the best lock in the game. And then Murray, maybe the second best lock in the game, and he's out there as well playing on an edge. So I boil it down to New South Wales has to be considerable favourites as they are. And as I said, it tipped you into Nathan Cleary for the Wally Lewis medal at 11s. It's highly likely he will win that in the event that the Blues win. Now, I'm not saying they're definitely going to cover the 8.5. I wouldn't play it that way. I think what's an underrated factor here is that Queensland are going to push the boundaries of the ruck and the policing of the ruck, because New South Wales openly came out and said that's what they were going to do in game two. Well, Queensland's definitely going to give it back to them in game three. They're going to hold on for dear life in every single tackle. And you know what? These referees always get praised when they are less involved and when they give less penalties. And it's a funny one where people say that means the game flowed more, even though the 10 meters is going to be short and the ruck speed is going to be slow. I think for that reason, I lean unders. You talk about Podonis's tip there, maybe a New South Wales first half under, maybe play the full total 18.5 under, or a little bit lower than $1.80, maybe under 3.5 tries in the first half, because I think both teams would take the two. Even in game two, when New South Wales was so much better, it was really tight for 50 minutes. And I don't see Queensland opening up the way they did at the end of game two after they were under immense pressure. And I also don't think New South Wales will play too expansive or want to be too risky and risk any mistakes that could give Queensland a sniff. So I'm not brave enough to take Queensland with the points. I'm not looking at that line 8.5 thinking, oh, let's play Queensland. But I actually agree with the Undertaker that I think that the way you play it, if you reckon Queensland can hang in this, you play either team 1-12. I'm going to give you a bonus tip. He's tipped at $1.83 on Sportsbet, but make it a same game multi and take New South Wales plus 12.5 and then pick your own line, Queensland plus 12.5. You get $1.88, because this could be famous last words, but I'll be happy to eat crow if I get this part wrong. I cannot see Queensland winning 13+. Therefore, as the Undertaker said, you're converting an 8.5 line essentially into a 12.5 line. And that's if you think it's, you know, not going to be a blowout. That is the way to play Queensland, in my opinion. And you've heard a couple other guys on this show agree. And so rather than just playing Queensland with a line, as I say, try and play an either team margin, because you're not really going to be worried about Queensland winning by too many. You're only going to be worried about the Blues. You're just going to be cheering for Queensland to keep it tight. And that is going to feed back into my value play that I've gotten Top Sport to cook up, that I'm going to put on the screen right now. And that is, sorry, there's been a comment the whole time just saying Podonis, which I had on the screen when he was talking. But this is a special bet. The winning margin by either team to be less or lower than the total number of different players who score points in game three. All right, so the first thing you got to figure out is how many different players are going to score points. Remember, it's points, not tries. The over-under tries for this match, 6.5. So you're thinking, you know, there are probably five or six try scorers in there if it lands on the number. Could be a couple more, could be a couple less, but say five or six try scorers. You've got both goal kickers. They should score at some stage. Certainly Cleary will. So you kind of push that five or six up to seven or eight. And that's probably the number that this is going to fall in. There's probably going to be seven or eight players who score points in Origin 3. And then the winning margin has to be lower than that. And that is $3 odds. Now, for some comparison, if you look up the try bet and you look at like either team under 6.5 points, that's probably paying around $3. So it's a similar bet to that. It's only a bet you take if you think Queensland can keep it tight. The way I think about it is this: how many Queensland players are going to score tries if they keep it tight? You'd have to feel at least two, if not three, Queenslanders will score. And plus you've got Val Holmes kicking. So I think you kind of say conservatively, maybe three different Queenslanders will be on the score sheet. And then how many Blues are going to score if Queensland's, you know, within striking distance? You're going to be having to hold the Blues to three or four tries max. And then Cleary's going to be kicking. So that then say there's four scorers for the Blues. And you've got something like a three tries to two or a four tries to three type match with either five, six, seven or eight different scorers. And that margin, that gap of being one try and being therefore under a 6, 7, 8 number. So that's the way I'd look at playing it for a bit of value there. That's, you can have up to $100 on that at $3 on TopSport, and you can join TopSport with the promo code Tripod. Look, thanks to everyone who contributed. The Axe, The Undertaker, Clarkie, Nicole, Ben Willey, Padonis. Thank you for tuning in, guys. Hope you enjoyed this. Please leave a comment. Let us know what you think is going to happen in the game or any other bets you've got going on. And enjoy it, guys. Gamble responsibly if you're having a punt on it, of course. And I'll see you back here with the Padonis on Thursday, 24 hours later than you used to. The round regular preview, of course. We're not going to clash with Origin, and we need to know what the wash-up is in that one. But good luck. Enjoy the game. Good luck. May the best team win. And we'll see you Thursday. Lego.